You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone. Once again, welcome in, and I am Dr. Edvige. Thank you for joining me today. You know that you are loved and appreciated. And of course, if you like what you hear at the end of this episode, please call your friends and tell them about us so that they can tune in. You can catch us on our podcast on iTunes. Download my app, Awakened. That way you never miss it on the go. And that's AWAKENED. And of course, visit my website, Affirmations for Living, because we are all about helping to affirm a positive way of living. You know, this choice is truly yours. If you want to learn how to connect into your true, authentic self, to let go of all of the negativity and to become aware of your true potential, your higher self, then you have found the right place. My goal is to help create limitless opportunities. So I want to thank you truly for being here today. My guest today, and he's been on once before, is Jeff Fasano. Jeff channels Archangel Michael, and I'm excited to have him on today. I actually experienced Michael yesterday. And so I want to encourage you to call in at 888-627-6008. So start calling in around 5:20 or so. That way you have an opportunity to experience Michael for yourself. If you have any challenges that you're going through, or you just want some clarity, this is a wonderful opportunity to get that, because, you know, it's not often that we have access to this type of energy. So Jeff has been a messenger for the energy of Archangel Michael since 2002, as well as various energies from multidimensional realms. Michael's teachings deal directly with self-empowerment, and how perfect is that for my show, Affirmations for a Living, is all about empowerment. So I, again, invite you to call in. So without further ado, I am going to bring Jeff in. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm very well, very well, Edwige. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we had that experience yesterday, and, you know, people don't know what a treat they're in for. So I truly hope that we get some people calling in, because it's not every day you can connect into such a high vibrational source, you know? So thank you for this opportunity, and I'm sure my guest, thank you as well. So tell us just a little bit again about who you are and how you came to do this work. Because you're a photographer. I mean, you're in Hollywood and you do some amazing work. So how did you transition to be, you know, to doing both?
Well, actually, photography has been my doorway into this. It's my good friend, Phillips Collins, partner in the Angel News Network, wonderfully said to me a couple of weeks ago is that when you find your passion, that leads you to your purpose, which is what my book's about. And I have, when I was 40 years old, I quit my job to make a life as a photographer. And it was within that I was introduced to a wonderful gentleman back in New York City, Robert Baker, who had a group called Children of Light. He became my teacher, my therapist, my mentor, so to speak. He was a trans channel as well, and channeled the energy of Archangel Gabriel, amongst many others. And is doing that work, the deep introspective work, and clearing a lot of what I needed to clear in my life. And then one day, I was on my 44th birthday. My friend Deborah Gill asked me to come over for a healing session. I did, and it was on that table when I left my body that Archangel Michael came through and spoke to her, and that's how it all began. And that was 2002.
How did you feel?
It was that in itself was a process. I went to Robert with it, and he said, "Well, you've been connected, and you have a choice. You could say yes, or you could say no." And I said yes, and subsequently, I brought in five different bodies of teachings from the Archangel Michael, one of which is my book, Journey of the Awakened Heart. The very first teachings that came through in 2006 was a body of work that Michael called the 120-day teachings. Literally, a friend of mine back in New York and I got together every week for 4 months and brought in this big body of teachings that my other partner in the Angel News Network, Joel Anastasi, took and created a book called Life Mastery. And subsequently brought in more bodies of teachings, and that's what happened.
You know, now you made a really important statement, and I really want to go back to it because you said you could say yes or you could say no. And the audience really needs to hear that because at every step on this path of enlightenment or awakening, we have the opportunity to say yes and move forward and to allow it to unfold as it unfolds, believing, knowing, and allowing the process, right? Or we can go stubbornly and we can say no, and we cannot choose to do particular things at any given time. And so it is all about free will. You could have just as easily said to Michael, "No, I don't really want to channel you. I don't really want to go down that path just yet." And continued as you were continuing. And that certainly wouldn't have been a bad thing or a wrong thing. It would have been just what it is at that time. And so we have to know that we have freedom in all of this, that however we desire to move down this path, it is our right to do it as we feel comfortable with at any given time. And so not to beat ourselves up thinking that we have to do something a particular way or we have to be this way. Let's step outside boxes and just allow our true, authentic self, our higher self, to come through and let that be our guide. So that's wonderful how you surrender to your higher self and your calling. It's not always the easy thing to do.
No, it isn't. And underneath it brings up a lot of feelings. But one of the things that Robert told me back in 1999 when I started working with him and committed to work with him, he said, "Jeff, when you start doing this work," and he was a bioenergetic healer, dealing with not only the mental body, the physical body, as well the spiritual body and the emotional body. He said, "As you move through this work and move deeper and deeper inside of yourself, you have a greater responsibility not only to yourself, but to mankind, because this is the type of work that really helps support and guide people." So when we make these decisions to move deeper within ourselves, to heal ourselves, the end game or the end result of this is taking full responsibility for ourselves. It's the challenge to the little boy and the little girl inside of us, because they don't want to have to take responsibility for anything. And that is the reason why we do this work, and it's so that we can move from the outer to the inner. And when I chose to say yes to this, I chose and knew that there would be a greater responsibility that I would have to bring Michael's teachings to the world, which he's brought many, many bodies of teachings to the world, because I'd have to be responsible for myself first and then to whomever I'm working with.
So now, how does that feel, that responsibility? Does it put pressure on you, or are you comfortable with it now? And do you hold yourself to a higher standard than you do people who say you counsel or you have to come to classes or whatever? Do you hold yourself to a certain standard saying, okay, I'm this vessel, I need to remain clear and pure? Or are you like, everyone, and you have your up days and your down days? So how is it understanding the responsibility of bringing forth a clear message?
Well, this is what it is that Michael has just been recently coming in and telling us that any choices, the choices that we make now, the enlightened choices, the choices of the adult, the conscious choices that we're making now in our life are not based upon anything or anyone outside of us. Mm-hmm. The outside third dimensional realm is not what's happening out there. It does not affect our choices. All our choices and decisions now are made in accordance with our soul's divine plan. So with that being said, I made a choice that's in my soul's divine plan, so there's no pressure. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Just like I made the choice when I turned 40 to quit my day job and do photography. There was no pressure. I was connecting to a very important part of my soul's divine plan, and with doing that, I connected to Robert Baker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's no pressure when you move into the knowingness inside of you that says yes, then you're connecting to your soul's divine plan. So there's no pressure. It's just, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I'm here to do, and I leave my body and Michael comes in. When the answer to the second part of the question is something Michael calls about the impeccability and integrity of the word, mm-hmm. being your message. Mm-hmm. We're all human. As Michael would say, you're all there for a human, so you're going to have all your human challenges. But the most important part is we move into being transformational way showers, transformational messengers. Michael calls the New Age spiritual way showers and light workers. And the new is about fully embodying and being your message, the impeccability Amen. And integrity of the word. We do our best we can with that, of course, but that's what we aspire to as we're moving into this new age, being transformational messengers.
Absolutely. I love what you just said because
so that's the important part here.
Yeah, it truly is. It is being. It's your soul is fulfilling your soul's purpose, and you're the vessel by which it's moving through. And it just feels right, and it feels good to just be, and that purpose just flows right through you. So it's very interesting how it works. And I know for me, as I'm unfolding and my soul purpose is unfolding, it just feels good to be in harmony with self. And so I get the not being pressure, but I just wanted to share that with the audience because a lot of times as we're still trying to find our way, we have those ebbs and flows and different things going on. And so more clarity, more transforming and transmuting those lower level things probably is what needed if there's still some hiccups along the way.
Oh, so right. And a lot of us now are going through another level of deeper clearing and cleansing and awakening. What we're being shown, many of us are being shown right now that what the deep clearing and cleansing, what the mirror is showing our outside of ourselves, Michael's asking us to really see what the mirror is showing us. Be open to what needs to shift and change. Moving within, as Robert Baker would always say, is one of the bravest things all any of us can do because we are faced with things that we don't want to see and even feel. Mm-hmm. But we're all moving through a clearing and cleansing process right now. Michael has been talking about tying up loose ends at the end of this year, of what we really need to do, but really see the mirror and make the shift and changes in our lives to fully be the message and with integrity and impeccability.
So my question to you is, what if you don't recognize those things that are being revealed to you in that mirror as your own? Not easy.
Great question. That is a great question because I know a whole bunch of people, because here's the thing. You might recognize it as your own, and it's always about resonance. Does it resonate for you that you know, what's mm-hmm. being mirrored back to you is your stuff? But here's the question. Here's the thing. We look into the mirror, and people are showing us and making suggestions and what we need to learn. Can you see this? Can you see this? The first thing that happens in those moments is that the ego defense wants to defend. And it is in that moment that really what, and Michael has spoken about this, can you be open when the mirror reflects back to you what you may need to learn, heal, take responsibility for? Mm. You see, when the mirror it shines back on us, the first thing that many people do is defend. And they may not want to be open to taking responsibility that this is what is happening, but what they're hearing it as is shame, blame, and judgment. The little boy is hearing mom or dad saying, putting their fingers, saying, this is what you're doing, this is what you're not doing, and then the little boy, little girl goes into defense. If you can even understand that first, mm-hmm. knowing that I might defend first, but then say, quite possibly, I'll look at that because in our relationships, if it's a truly deep relationship of caring, understanding, of true friendship, your friends are here, yes, to support and guide you and raise your resonance and vibration. But I know my friends, I want them to point out what I need to learn and to see in the mirror.
Yes.
And so that's the parameter of it. So when someone does that to the audience out there, look at all of that. How does it make you feel if someone says, well, you know, may I make this suggestion? It's also about how we communicate with each other, not pointing our fingers and saying, this is what you're doing, you're doing, you're doing, you're doing. Just simply ask, can I share something with you? Would you be open for me to share something with you that I see this transpiring, take it for what it's worth, but I love you, I'm your friend, and I would like to share that with you.
Wow.
Then you might open up to see that and then be aware of all of what I just said about shaming and blaming, judging, defending, et cetera, and just say, does it resonate or doesn't it resonate for me?
Mm-hmm. So now the other part of that is the person who is bringing it to your attention. And so listen up, audience, because then that's where we're standing in our truth, but we have to do so from a loving place, you know. And that's so important that as we're saying, well, you know, I felt this way when this happened or you said this, you can't beat someone up and make them feel bad. You have to bring up the issue in a kind, compassionate, loving way. The golden rule, right? Treat everyone like you want to be treated. And so if we can all begin to really become consciously aware of what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're vibrating, and then how we are communicating with each other. So if we can all really start to move in a more loving way, then we're going to help each other to be the mirror. And we're going to be that mirror in a kind, compassionate way. And then we're going to help them, you know, they see it. It's easier to release when you're not shoving it in their face. And so both sides of that mirror need to have the love, the compassion, so that we can all move through this process with the greatest of ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about coming from up. That's the wonderful thing about having a session with Michael or my groups here in Southern California, mm-hmm. is that what Michael is actually doing when you connect with him is showing that you that mirror, asking you questions about what is going on with, like, asks you to look at things,
mm-hmm.
And it's all done in a very loving, kind way. And one of the interesting parts, Michael just cuts to the chase. He'll cut right to the chase about what's going on. And sees it, and then simply at times gives you tools, gives you make suggestions, gives you exercises to do. He really holds the mirror up to you in all the groups that I do in Southern California and the one-on-one session.
Wonderful. Now, so when's your next session that you're doing in California, and how can people reach you?
People can reach me. I'm a co-founder, as I mentioned earlier, of the Angel News Network with mm-hmm. Philip Collins and Joel Anastasi. They can go to that website and www.theangelnewsnetwork.com. Sign up for our mailing list and see all that we're doing there. We're doing an online group that we do every other week. We call it the Week Consciousness Series, the Gathering with Archangel Michael online. You can go to the website and see all of that. Our next one is December 5th, where we're bringing Michael brought in a teachings called Five Agreements. So we're going through that right now. But this is an ongoing thing that we'll be that we're doing online. It's great. You'll be able to ask Michael a question. He'll come in and do that. My next group here in person is in the PATH Learning Center in Redondo Beach on December 20th at 7 p.m., 7 and 9 p.m. I'll be doing that here. People can get in touch with me on the Angel News Network website. Go to my website, journeyoftheawakenedheart.net. That's the title of my book. And those are all the ways you can get in touch with me. Go to the Angel News Network website or the Journey of the Awakened Heart website. There's videos, audio channelings of what we all do. We've got 8 books. There's a lot of great information that they can get.
Wonderful. Because if you're having any challenges in this releasing, and I tell you, as we're moving into this golden age, this new age, it's so important because the door is narrowing. And so all of the stuff in that baggage you can't take with you, right? All of these limiting beliefs and false programs and all of these things can no longer move with you. And so here's a wonderful opportunity to help you if you need that help to let go of all that stuff, because you don't need that stuff anymore. So, very cool. So now your book that your website is named after.
Yes.
Tell me just a little bit about that.
That is one of the bodies of teachings that Michael came to us with in 2008, 2009, that he called Who Are You and Why Are You Here? And it was 20 weeks. He came in every week with the teachings. And he came in each week with a body of teachings that he brought to us each week. It's a book of lessons, like everything that Michael has brought us over the years contains messages, lessons, and exercises. And this book is he called it 2 10 parts. One is Who Are You? The next part is Why Are You Here? And it's a step-by-step process that moves you within to really remember who you are and then rediscover and remember your talents and gifts. And it's a wonderful exercises, lessons, process that as you move through it, you become more aware and deeper connected to yourself and then your talents and gifts. This is the first step of finally connecting to your passion and then your purpose and mission in this lifetime, and then ultimately your soul's divine plan.
Mm-hmm. And so is there a general statement that you can make about who are you?
Who am I? Is that me? Or it's really finding out who you are, remembering the essence of yourself.
Okay.
Really remembering the essence of who you are. And that's and what it really comes down to is connecting with your uniqueness. Who you are, your uniqueness. What Michael has been saying as we move into creating a new world of community, harmony, equality, we consciousness. It's a we consciousness where the individual's uniqueness is celebrated, as opposed to the old way of herd consciousness, where everyone is filing into some sort of herd and getting their identity from that herd.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff. Thanks for staying in. We're plugged in again.
Okay, we're plugged back in.
I tell you, the energy is so interesting. I'll never forget this one time where I actually blew up 2 computers in 2 months. I'm like, really? So yeah, lots of energy going on. So that's okay. I don't know if you remember the thought that you were at. If you wanted to finish that up, please do so.
I don't remember. Okay. Where were we?
I don't remember. Oh, I was asking, who are you? And so we were going
Oh,
into the principles of what Michael says about that.
Well, what I was saying about it is the shift now is about really remembering and rediscovering who you are and your uniqueness, because as Michael was talking about, we're moving into an age of weak consciousness where the uniqueness of the individual is celebrated, as opposed to the old herd consciousness, where we would join the herd outside of us and get our identity from the herd, looking outside of us for identification. Michael came in to us with a body of teachings called Weak Consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and that's on our website. And you can we did a series with that. It was an amazing series, and he took us through all of this.
Wow.
In like eight steps, eight lessons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to give out the call-in number. I'm going to open the phones up, so anyone out there listening, please call in. In a moment, we're going to bring Michael in, and I really want you to really take this opportunity to connect into this energy. So our call-in number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Jeff, do you need to take a short break, or are you ready to bring Michael in?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. To all the listeners out there, my body needs to adjust to the energies coming in. So you'll hear some funny noises coming from me, like I'm clearing my throat. And just be aware of that. It doesn't affect me. I'll see you in a bit. As you're now moving deeper on your pathway into life and into yourself where that is concerned, as you now open to the grandness of who you are where that is concerned, over the grandness of self where that is concerned, and gaining a clearer picture of who you are where that is concerned, in context with your third dimensional realm outside of yourself where that is concerned, and now opening up to see the pathway in front of you where that is concerned, getting a clearer and grander picture of the pathway in front of you as you walk each and every step onto the pathway into the unknown where that is concerned. You see, dear ones, the pathway in life is a pathway into the unknown where that is concerned, where in many ways you move deeper within yourself, to do a greater self-introspection, as it were, where that is concerned, clear all of what you need to clear, the wounding and the layers of wounding from around your heart space where that is concerned, and you are releasing your full attachment to the third dimensional realm outside of you. What you are doing is now moving within to create a new world within yourself, a new you where that is concerned, which is basically the old you or the essence of you, but a brand new you as you release the layers of wounding from around your heart space and all of your old behaviors, habits, patterns, and rituals with estrogen. What that does, dear ones, is allows you to open up a new doorway out into life, out into the third dimensional realm, out into life to create a new life. Many of you, dear ones, are living the life right now that you have, but each and every one of you in some way, shape, or form has the life you say you want. Each and every one of you has a life you say you want, your dreams, your desires, what you would like your life to be. You see, dear one, there are many of yous out there who are now looking for support and guidance to help move themselves from the old behaviors. Many are now looking at the life that they have and also looking at the world in the third dimensional realm. Many are now realizing that this just doesn't work anymore. The old habits, patterns, and rituals they perpetrate no longer work. And these wonderful and most glorious souls are looking to shift and change their life. Have a dream of a new life. Looking at your relationship. Looking at what you are doing in your career. Looking what is happening in your life. Is that fulfilling you? Or are you realizing that the old is no longer working for you and you're looking to shift and change that life and transform into a new life? Dear ones, that begins with you. That begins with self-introspection. It has nothing to do with anything or anyone outside of yourself. It is how you relate to you. It is how you are having the relationship with yourself. It is the relationship you are having with yourself that has created your life up until this moment in time. The only way in which you can truly shift the life that you are having now is moving within in self-discovery, realizing that you have created your life up until this point in time. Many consciously, most unconsciously. You are realizing now, based upon the shifts and change in your universe energetically, where there is much being revealed outside of yourself in the third dimensional realm, the old coming to the fore, seeing the old in the macrocosm outside of yourself in the third dimensional realm, that is reflecting to the old inside of yourself. For those who are now coming to that point where they realize that the old no longer works for them, and they're wondering how they can shift from that old and create the new, realizing that you've created the old, but now realizing the old habits, patterns, and rituals and behaviors, the life that you are leading right now, the relationship that you're in right now, whatever is transpiring in your life that no longer resonates for you, many are coming to that precipice or that intersection. And it is prudent upon them to take the next step. But the next step is not outside of yourself, dear one. The next step is within. The next step is an inner journey to move within, to fully see and understand yourself. To fully see and acknowledge yourself and your old habits, patterns, rituals, and behavior. It is in that process that organically and naturally, as you move through the introspective process, your relationships will change. Your relationships to outside of yourself will change. Because what you are doing is shifting and changing the relationship you're having with yourself. And when you do that, the relationships that you're having outside of yourself, to your career, to your job, to others, to whatever it is you're doing, will shift and change, dear one, organically and naturally, all by itself, because you are shifting and changing. You will see, dear ones, the truth in your relationships, the truth in what is happening outside of yourself, that as because, dear ones, you are seeing the truth within yourself. When you move within an intro self-introspective process, dear one, and release the layers of wounding from around your heart, you raise your level of resonance and vibration. You will then organically and naturally look outside of yourself and see what no longer resonates that is in relationship with your resonance. You see, dear ones, it is not about shifting and changing the world outside of yourself. It is about moving within in a self-introspective process, a personal process, that will allow you to change the relationship you're having with yourself, to love, honor, and value more deeply, to embody who you are, discovery into who you truly are. This is the process, dear ones, and many now are coming to this intersection and this precipice, a jumping off point, because they are realizing the old outside of themselves no longer works for them. Their old habits, patterns, and rituals and behavior no longer work anymore. But they're wondering, how do I change? It is a self-introspective process, dear ones, that will allow you to change. Change yourself. Love yourself. Honor and value yourself. And when you do that, dear ones, your pathway into the unknown will become more clear to you.
Thank you, Michael. How do you release wounds around your heart? How can you help someone to love themselves if they simply, at this time, don't?
Moving through the process, dear one, about looking at yourself, doing various exercises and lessons that allows you to look at yourself. What are you feeling in this moment? What is transpiring in your life right now? Look at, do a recapitulation of your life. What are you feeling? What is coming up inside of you? It's about identifying what is transpiring inside of yourself through your feeling. Many now, dear one, are feeling a non-resonance. It is about identifying the feelings that are coming up inside of yourself and having your feelings first. Many of those outside of themselves repress those feelings, repress what is transpiring inside of themselves. The first step, dear one, is saying yes. The first step to transformation is saying yes. I am open and available to moving within, to find out what is transpiring within me. And when you say yes and open that doorway, many will be surprised what they find in the process. There are many tools, many lessons, many exercises, through the many bodies of teaching that we have brought to you through the wonderful, most glorious soul you call the channel, our step-by-step guide to the inner process. Does that be your question, dear one?
Yes. Michael, tell us who you are.
We are simply, dear one, a body of energy that emanates from the archangelic realm of Michael. That is, we connect with you at a specific frequency that emanates from the archangelic realm of Michael that comes through the wonderful, most glorious soul you call a channel. The frequency connects with the wonderful, most glorious channel in the depth and breadth of his heart space and utilizes his physical beingness, his physical body, to transmit our energy to you. We come to you at a specific frequency or a level of consciousness with a specific consciousness or a specific message, and that message is moving from your mental body into your heart space. Moving from your mental body into your heart space to live your life from your heart space, releasing the conditioning in the mental body, all that you have been conditioned with that has led you to believe. To release that, the energy and the bodies of teachings that we have brought to you, release the mental conditioning, all that you have been conditioned, so you can move into your heart space and live from your heart space. So we are a specific frequency that emanates from what you call the archangelic realm of Michael, with this specific message and bodies of teachings and this level of consciousness. Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, it does. And so you are here, Michael, to guide us from moving into the mind and moving into that heart space?
Yes, dear one. It's moving from your mental body. See, dear one, the mental body is where your conditioning lies.
Mm-hmm.
All of the conditioning, all of what you have learned, all of what mom and dad taught you lies in your mental body. The process of moving within is about becoming aware of the conditioning, releasing the conditioning, and moving within. It's an ascension process within. It is about seeing your conditioning that has led to your old belief, what mom and dad taught you, that you have come to fully believe. When you unravel that conditioning, when you see that conditioning and realize it and move within to your heart space, you move deeply into the essence of yourself. But what you are doing, dear one, is moving within to the wounded inner child, the wounded little boy and the wounded little girl that has been conditioned by mom and dad. For many of us, and many of you in the third dimensional realm, dear one, through the energies and the frequencies from the various frequencies from the archangelic realm of Michael, we bring you, to you, tools, exercises, and lessons that will help and guide you to see your conditioning and move into your heart space. Many, dear one, in your earthly plane, dear one, their wounded inner child has been guiding your life, unconsciously making decisions and choices based upon the wounded little child who has been guiding your life. These processes that we bring you allow you to reparent that wounded little child so you can grow up, take responsibility for yourself, and begin to live your life on a greater level of consciousness and awareness as an adult. Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. Michael, tell us, what is unconditional love?
Full acceptance and love of self. When, dear one, each and every one of you fully accept with compassion you, accept with compassion you and all the aspects of you, looking at judgment and shame. All the aspects of you that you have been judging and shaming. Unconditional love, dear one, is full acceptance and compassion for yourself. But when you have full acceptance and compassion for yourself, you will then have acceptance and compassion for another. Does that help you with your question?
Absolutely. Thank you. And so my next question is, what is ascension?
Dear one, as it relates to the various teachings, bodies of lessons, and exercises that we bring into you, the ascension process is an ascension process within. It is about removing and releasing the layers of wounding around your heart space. Low, dense vibrational energy, your old habits, patterns, and rituals that produce the same low vibrational result. Low vibrational, dense energy surrounds your heart space in the form of wounding. In these processes, as you move through and unravel the layers of wounding from around your heart space, the layers of low, dense vibrational energy from around your heart space, and release that, it raises your level of resonance and vibration. Your level of resonance and vibration begins to ascend. And you begin vibrating at a higher level. An example of this is look at your life now. Where are you in your life? When you are creating old habits, patterns, and rituals that produce, in your vernacular, negative results, your label of the result as being negative, how does that make you feel? Does it raise your resonance or does it lower your resonance? If it lowers your resonance, it is time to look at that, to release the conditioning behind that or the wounding behind that. When you release that wounding, the low vibrational energy, you then raise your resonance and vibration another notch. And as you continue to do this, you continue to raise your resonance and vibration. Your resonance and vibration ascend. And as you do this, you raise your awareness and consciousness to yourself. And then what transpires is your resonance and vibration in entirety raises, and you're ascending to that. What you're ascending to within is connecting to the Christ consciousness, the God consciousness, the consciousness of fulfillment, the consciousness of joy, love, peace, harmony, and equality. Christ consciousness of oneness. You see, dear one, as you move within, you are healing duality within, right, wrong, good, bad, this, that. How many times have each and every one of you heard, this is right, this is wrong, do this, do that, that's wrong, this is bad, this is good. That is duality, dear one. What you are doing by moving within the depth and breadth of your heart space and releasing this duality, as you see duality perpetrated outside of yourself, you're moving into a oneness of self through acceptance and compassion. The Christ consciousness is merely an energetic consciousness of oneness. The Christ consciousness, the oneness consciousness, the we consciousness, is a high vibrational consciousness. And each and every one of you, in your personal process, ascends to this. Does it help you with your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. And so will everyone reach that level of higher resonance in this lifetime?
In their soul's divine plan, dear ones, if each and every wonderful and most glorious soul in your third dimensional realm become aware, as we said earlier to you, we came to you, it's one of the most glorious time, dear ones, about now seeing and looking at their life and realizing the old is no longer appropriate for them, and making the choice to move within and commit to that, and commit to the in-depth process of looking at oneself, they will ascend in accordance with their divine soul plan in this lifetime. Each and every wonderful and most glorious soul incarnated into this human form have incarnated into this human form in your third dimensional realm to complete the soul's mission. So each and every wonderful, most glorious soul who chooses to move into an in-depth personal process will heal sufficiently to complete their mission in this lifetime. Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, it does. And so once their mission is complete, then what?
Then, dear one, once that mission in this lifetime is complete and you have completed the learning process of the soul, you see your soul incarnates into the human form, dear one, at a specific level of soul development. Mm-hmm. As the individual moves into a personal process deep within, the soul development shifts and changes and raises where that is concerned. And then you connect with the mission of that soul in this lifetime. So, dear one, it's about learning what you need to learn, healing what you need to learn. Each and every wonderful and most glorious soul has a specific aspect that they are here to fully learn. Many, it's about love, loving the self, learning to love, learning to receive love. And then you connect to the mission of the soul, your mission in this lifetime. And that begins with service to the world, giving. For you have come to this earthly plane to give. Give through your talents and gifts that fully express yourself. For fully being a messenger of multidimensional energies to bring into the world, but you are a messenger of the Christ consciousness, the God consciousness. To move into this world where it is of service to others. When you are in service to others in weak consciousness, you're in service in community, harmony, equality, where there's a balance of giving and receiving. And in that service, you will realize an acute or a finite mission with a purpose. And then move through your earthly incarnation to complete the soul fragment divine plan in this mission. Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, it does. Thank you. And so at the completion of one's soul's mission, they will no longer incarnate into 3D.
Not necessarily, dear one. There are those who will no longer incarnate into 3D, but it is about the transition process. When the mission of the soul is complete, there is a transition process. And based upon the amount of, in your vernacular, work that you have done in yourself, your soul must go through layers of ascension, seven layers of ascension in the astral form, or in your Catholicism, you will, what they call purgatory. So what you are doing is moving from the third dimension and to the fourth dimension and then beyond, based upon, and that duration was based upon the amount of healing you have done in this lifetime, the soul's healing. Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're most welcome, dear one.
And Michael, do you have any final a message that you'd like to leave with the audience?
If each and every one of you, dear one, have come to a crossroads in your life and are seeking guidance and support in your life, you are looking at your life and seeing the old. You have come to an intersection, and you're realizing the old no longer works for you. What you're seeing outside of yourself, mirrored back to you in the third dimension realm, no longer makes any sense to you. You are ready. What you are trying to do is make sense of it all, but it no longer makes sense to you. And the reason why it may not make sense to you anymore is because you're shifting your vibration to connect with your soul's divine plan, your mission and purpose in this lifetime. That is the intersection. That is the crossroads. You see, dear one, you are now connecting with us, the wonderful, most glorious soul you call the channel, opening to the energies of multidimensional realm. You're opening up to a greater depth in the sense of you, opening up to a greater resonance and vibration. Looking at your third dimensional realm with the low vibrational dense energy that is transpiring outside of yourself in the old worlds of form outside of yourself and realizing it no longer makes sense to me. That's the intersection. It is no longer making sense to a higher aspect of yourself in your soul's divine plan. The next step is the movement within, dear one. This will lead you to make sense of it, but not in direct correlation to what you see outside of yourself. What we are bringing to you, dear ones, are teachings, lessons, exercises, and messages that shift your resonance and vibration to a higher level of resonance and vibration. As you do that individually inside of yourself, you will then connect on your pathway with those who are individually doing with them as they are doing it with themselves. You will then connect in mass consciousness and begin to form a new soul family. That soul family is based upon the uniqueness of self. Each and every one of you have a similar mission and purpose in this lifetime. And then, as that resonance and vibration in mass consciousness raise the level of resonance and vibration of that soul family, and then begin to raise the resonance and vibration of your world. It is not about changing and shifting what is transpiring outside of yourself, for that is old. It is not about looking at your old, shifting and changing that old, and then entering back into the old. No, dear one. It is about leaving the old behind. It is about looking what you need to release and leave it behind so you can move in and create a new world within you and a new world outside of yourself with those who resonate and vibrate as you do in the new soul family. And as each soul family connects with itself, you're raising the level of resonance and vibration through the uniqueness of self, the lovingness of self, the honoring of self, the valuing of self, and then moving to create a new world of community, harmony, and equality in we consciousness. The first step, dear ones, is to move inside of yourself to begin this with you.
Thank you.
Okay, Edwige, I am back.
All righty. Hi, Jeff. Wow. That was wonderful. Thank you. So now, how do you feel? You know, and I asked this question yesterday to you, but I want you to share it with the audience because this is probably their first time experiencing this. So, as Michael's leaving and you're coming back in, how do you feel? What does that feel like?
I'm not in my body, as I'm not
Okay.
in my fully back in my body right now. It takes a while for
Mm-hmm.
me to fully come back into my body and be there. Sometimes I feel like I can go out and fully energized. And sometimes I just come back in neutral. But it takes a little while to come back into my body, and then be aware of my surroundings. And 'cause I could open my eyes right now and I'm not fully focused on anything.
Okay. And so I have a curious question. When you leave your body, are you consciously aware of where you're going? Or, yeah, that's the question.
No, when I go within and I move within, what I do is I repeat, I release and let go. This is not about me. And I just keep on repeating that and repeating that to myself. And then I see a flash of bright white light. And I see a little hologram of what Michael would look like on a horse. And then he points his scepter at me, and boom. Then I come back.
Okay, fascinating. Well, I think that's it. Let's give out all of your contact information again because you have lots of events, lots of wonderful information from Michael that can truly help in this process of moving out of the mind and moving into the heart, becoming higher in vibration and frequency and resonating with that and having your inner ascension. So give out all your information again, please.
The best way to connect with me would be two places. Once again, the Angel News Network. Head to our website there, theangelnewsnetwork.com. Check us out. There's a lot of different channelings. Philip and Joel do their own work, and they have a multitude of channelings, exercises, teachings, videos, audios. We've got everything there. And peruse that website, see what resonates for you. All of our work is up there individually and collectively. You can go there. Then you could also, see me there and connect to me through there. You can
Okay.
go to my website, journeyoftheawakenedheart.net, and connect with me there and see what I do. There's videos, there's channelings. That's the title of my book. And you can connect with me there. You can connect with me at jeff@theangelnewsnetwork.com. Once again, if you'd like, connect with me. And we're doing our online group. Our next group is December 5th. And I bring in Michael, and you'll be able to speak to him. We're going through Michael's five agreements. We do an overview. Joel, Anastasi, Philip Collins, and I are bringing that to you on a love offering basis. You can go to our website, read all about that. Join our mailing list, and you'll get updates. We put out a newsletter every week and with the channeling in it. See what we do. That's the best way to connect with me.
Wonderful. I want to thank you. This has been pretty awesome. So thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Michael.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Edwige, for thank you for opening to this and opening to us, because I know Philip has been on your show. So that allows us, in this time of Thanksgiving tomorrow, thank you
Okay.
for opening to this resonance and these messages to help us bring our messages and work to the world.
Absolutely, because you know there is one clear, true message, and it is about moving into the heart space. And so, yeah, that certainly speaks to me because it's what matters. And so, we are all coming together to share right? This message of move into that heart, move into your heart. And so I'm doing my part as you do your part. So it's all good. So
great,
thank
great.
You. Yep. Take care.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. So there you have it, everyone. Wow. I hope you really took this to heart. No pun intended, because it's that important that we get out of our heads, we get out of our minds, we let go of that ego, put it in its place and move into our heart space and let that inner child heal so that we can become these higher vibrational beings that we are here to be. So that's it. Affirmations for Living, as you know, is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. I'm here to assist you on your journey, so please go to my site and check out all of the useful information and services available to you. If you haven't already purchased my book, it is now available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble, and it's both in paperback and e-form. So it's called You're Not Crazy, Your Awakening. It's pretty amazing. It journals my experiences of awakening as they have started for me from the time I was 12 and being visited by benevolent beings and the process of literally them coming in every 2 weeks or so and moving me physically through the process as they prepare my body to hold higher frequencies of light. Quite the journey. So I would invite you to get that. And till next time, be blessed. In this Thanksgiving, be thankful that we are here breathing the life force within us. It's not to be taken for granted. We are divine, magnificent beings. And so, take care. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.